Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Monday, January 6, 2020. I'm Stacey Cohen, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by the Founders Trading Post, featuring our very own gourmet coffee, Capuchin Dark Roast, in whole bean and fresh ground. Start your morning like a crusader with a fresh brewed cup of Capuchin Dark Roast coffee, available at mikechurch.com/shop. Here's what to listen for this hour. President Trump has vowed to destroy Iran's cultural sites if they decide to retaliate. Three Americans have been attacked in Kenya, and the Golden Globes got a little political last night. President Trump warned Sunday that Iran could suffer a major retaliation if the rogue nation targets the U.S. as tensions continue to escalate in the Middle East after the U.S.-led airstrike killed Iranian General Qasem Soleimani. Trump tweeted Saturday that Iran's cultural sites were potential targets for U.S. military action. Iran has vowed to retaliate and avenge the death of the head of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, Elite Quds Force. However, Trump said Sunday of a potential attack, if it happens, it happens. If they do anything, there will be major retaliation. Iranian officials also announced they would be abandoning the 2015 nuclear deal, signaling threats of further nuclear proliferation. Three Americans were killed in Sunday's terror attack in Kenya. The Americans, a U.S. service member, and two civilian contractors that were working for the Defense Department, were killed in the attack carried out by Al-Shabaab, U.S. Africa Command, which is responsible for military relations with nations on the continent. Two DOD members wounded in the attack are now in stable condition. They were evacuated. The attack occurred at Kenya Defense Force in Manda Bay, Kenya, and sources have previously said that the base was used by U.S. Special Operation Forces that were working with the Kenyans. Al-Shabaab has previously pledged allegiance to Al-Qaeda. Our quote of the day, fly from bad companions as from the bite of a poisonous snake. If you keep good companions, I can assure you that you will one day rejoice with the blessed in heaven. Whereas if you keep with those who are bad, you'll become bad yourself and you'll be in danger of losing your soul. St. John Bosco. Coming up, our saint of the day today is a Christian feast. It's a day that celebrates the revelation of God incarnate as Jesus Christ. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hey folks, when you lead the life of a morning drive radio host, one of the show prep staples you come to rely on is coffee. I used to make my coffee at home and lug a 30-ounce thermos with me every day, but after brewing up a few pots of Capuchin Dark Roast here at the studio, I can't imagine doing the Mike Church Show without it. Every morning at 4:15 a.m., I fire up the Mr. Coffee Brewmaster with Capuchin Dark Roast, knowing that amazing aroma is going to fill the studio up, and the first cup of Capuchin Dark Roast is going to fill me up. Join me every weekday morning and start your day with a fresh pot of Capuchin Dark Roast coffee. Roasted, milled, and bagged by our friends at the Collegium Sanctorum Angelorum in Ocala, Florida, by going to mikechurch.com/coffee. Buy six bags or more and save 10%. We've put our station name on Capuchin Dark Roast because we love the product, and you will too. Order yours today at mikechurch.com/coffee or call us at 844-527-8723.
Today is Epiphany. It's a Christian feast day that celebrates the revelation of God incarnate as Jesus Christ. The Epiphany is a manifestation of Jesus as Messiah of Israel, Son of God, and Savior of the world. The great feast of Epiphany celebrates the adoration of Jesus by the wise men, the Magi, from the east, together with his baptism in the Jordan and the wedding feast at Cana in Galilee. In the Magi, representatives of the neighboring pagan religions, the gospel sees the first fruits of the nations who welcome the good news of salvation through the incarnation. The Magi's coming to Jerusalem in order to pay homage to the King of the Jews shows that they seek an Israel in the messianic light of the Star of David, the one who will be King of the nation. Their coming means that pagans can discover Jesus and worship him as Son of God and Savior of the world. Hundreds of 737 MAX jets are sitting grounded today as Boeing awaits approval from aviation regulators for the troubled plane to return to flight. But now the company's discovered yet another potential hurdle. The plane was grounded worldwide in March after two crashes that killed 346 people. The company determined a software fix was likely to correct the issue with the automatic safety feature that caused the crashes. However, though, part of a December audit of the plane's safety ordered by the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration, Boeing found that previously unreported concerns with wiring in the 737 MAX, according to a report earlier Sunday from the New York Times. The company informed the FAA last month that it's looking into whether two sections of wiring that control the tail of the plane are too close together, and they could cause a short circuit, potentially a crash, if pilots didn't react appropriately. Harvey Weinstein's criminal trial in New York begins this week. It's poised to set the tone for the Me Too era, but despite more than 80 women coming forward with sexual misconduct allegations against him, the disgraced movie mogul told Fox News he expects to be fully exonerated. "I'm expecting the truth to be told, the facts to be fully explored, and yes, I'm expecting to be fully exonerated," Weinstein told Fox via email. He's denied anything, and he's claimed that all the sexual encounters were consensual. The producer said he's been preparing for his trial by spending time with his family, close friends, and loved ones, and working closely with his legal and communication team. Hollywood got a little political last night. Patricia Arquette voiced her fears of war and urged the public to vote in this year's upcoming presidential election during her emotional Golden Globes acceptance speech on Sunday night. The actress, 51, took home the award for Best Supporting Actress in a TV series for her role in Hulu's The Act. And she quickly informed the audience that it wasn't the glamorous award show that the world will remember when looking back on 2020 in years to come. "We're not going to be looking back on this night in history books," she said, adding that the country will instead be remembered for being on the brink of war. Also taking home major awards last night was Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and Fleabag. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.